man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those Wisconsin boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the Western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly.
Welcome to the show, folks.
My grandpa taught me how to live off the land.
Thanks for tuning us in here on the Trump Phenomenon here on Friday, December 29th, 2017. I'm James Kelso. The show is live from North Dakota, where it's mighty cool right now in North Dakota. And joining me tonight, Paul Fromm from Canada. Paul, are you there?
Yes.
Hey, thanks for being with us tonight.
Yes, and
folks, we invite you to join us as well at our call-in number on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and that is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And yes, go ahead, Paul.
With all the, you know, the particular holidays and so on are here in the Christmas, New Year's stretch, do we have a program this Sunday on New Year's Eve?
I believe. Go ahead, engineer, tell me the answer to that. Okay, Paul, the answer from the engineer is we're only off New Year's Day, which I guess is a Monday.
Okay. So we're on Sunday, once again, with the American Freedom Party from 4 to 6 Eastern Standard Time.
There you go. You announced it right there. Thank you, Paul. And so that's an announcement to you folks out there in listener land as well. And we are in a kind of retrospective mood here at the end of the year, appreciating 11 months of Donald Trump, this show being dedicated to the Trump phenomenon. And one of the things we talked about in last night's show was a tremendous historic speech that Donald Trump gave in downtown Warsaw in July of this year. And I've been misnaming it as Kaczynski Square. Shame on me. The actual name is Krasinski Square, named after the Krasinski Palace, which is right on that square in downtown Warsaw. And just to a further note on that tremendous speech, it was written, I believe, by Stephen Miller, who is, I think, the top speechwriter for Donald Trump. He's written some of the real gems, and he's delivered some real gems himself. During the primaries, he was participating as an opening speaker for Trump rallies. He got his start with Trump as a loner from Alabama Senator at the time, Jeff Sessions. Stephen Miller was his top man on immigration, and Jeff Sessions was in the Senate, along with Tom Cotton, the best patriot advocate for secure borders. And Stephen Miller was his best man on that subject. And Stephen Miller is the subject of a Breitbart article today in which he is lauded as being perhaps one of the top advisors who has the best standing in the White House. So we'll talk about that a little bit tonight. And kind of extra interesting to me because I used to live in Santa Monica, California, and had a lot to do with that town, and still do. And Stephen Miller went to Santa Monica High School. He's so much younger than I am. He's 32, I think, he's a whole generation younger. But he and I must have passed each other in the street. And he, in fact, worked at one point for David Horowitz, who actually was interested in renting an apartment from me in Santa Monica. And that only fell through because David Horowitz had so many children. I didn't have any. I only had 2 3-bedroom apartments, and he pretty much needed a 4-bedroom apartment. But we didn't have any such thing. Anyway, we'll talk about Stephen Miller a little bit. And I played that speech for my daughter, my 12-year-old daughter today, listened to the entirety of the Donald Trump Krasinski Square speech. And it was a great primer for her in, what's at stake. Donald Trump said, let me try to remember his words, just from memory here. He said, the great question of our time is whether the West has the will to survive. Wow.
And that is what drove them bug-eyed crazy. The idea that we even have a destiny as white people or Europeans. We're not supposed to have anything in common except for the fact that we're the cause of all the world's trouble. That idea that it's a real question. Do we have a destiny? And if we're going to allow massive third world immigration to overwhelm us and replace us, maybe we don't have a destiny. The globalists desperately do not want us to think along those lines. That's one of the reasons that they were grinding their teeth with rage at that talk.
And the words were, the great question of our time is, does the West have the will to survive? And, of course, Donald Trump speaking, what does he mean by the West? Well, he means exactly what Pat Buchanan means in his book, Suicide of the West. Which originally was entitled Suicide of the White Race, was changed by the editor to Suicide of the West. West is a common substitute word for the white race or for Europeans or Europe.
Yes.
And Donald Trump was using it, Western civilization. When I was in college, one of the standard requirements was what was called Western Civ. And Western Civ was not about China or Nigeria or Mexico. It was about Europe, America, the white world was Western Civ. And so that's Donald Trump, when he talks about Western civilization, and he goes even beyond that. Sometimes in his speaking, rather often, Donald Trump talks about preserving civilization. And he's even shortened it further. And by civilization, he means Western civilization. That is really politically incorrect to say that. But that speech, a very good look into the mind of Donald Trump. Also, something I noted in listening to the speech with my daughter today, I listened to Melania Trump's introduction, which was wonderful, really great. She talked about having visited the Copernicus Science Center in Warsaw earlier that day with the president. And boy, what a great first lady we have in Melania Trump. The let's go to that Stephen Miller article. Let me find it for you here. Let's see. I hope I've got it right. Prominent somewhere for you here. Yes, rising White House power. Stephen Miller may outlast almost everyone in the Trump administration. That's the headline at Breitbart. President Trump's senior policy advisor and pro-American immigration reformer Stephen Miller may outlast almost everyone in the White House, according to an Axios report. Axios's Mike Allen detailed in a new report Miller's influence in the White House for the new year, calling the former Jeff Sessions aide a rising White House power and true believer in the populist nationalist agenda who trumps Trump on hardline immigration views. According to Axios, Miller is the most likely Trump advisor who will remain with the president until the day he leaves office, provoking a sigh of relief from pro-American immigration reformers who want to see national immigration policy crafted in the interests of Americans rather than foreign nationals. Miller, Axios reports, believes in Trump's America First rhetoric on immigration and trade more than anyone in the White House, and noted that his focus for 2018 will be much like his focus in 2017, reducing immigration to benefit Americans and leveling trade policy to protect American companies and their workers. This year, Miller, along with fellow Trump loyalists in the White House, has been crucial in galvanizing public support around ending the illegal ending the legal immigration process known as chain migration, whereby newly naturalized immigrants are allowed to bring in unlimited number of foreign relatives to the U.S. with them. And by the way, folks, I'll just interject there. Of course, think about it for a moment, the logical absurdity of what chain migration means. Yes, any one person can bring an unlimited number of their foreign relatives with them. But now, this is so elementary, all of those people can do the same thing. So if Jorge from Mexico brings 20 family or alleged family members into the U.S., all 20 of those people can initiate the same cascading process of bringing their own 20 people in. So it's truly something out of Alice in Wonderland. It's crazy what chain migration means. Let me go back to the article now. Go ahead, Paul.
Well, I'm thinking about the end of the year and reflecting back over the things that have happened. A good friend of mine told me that I should stop participating in the Trump phenomenon. I said, well, why? Well, because he recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital. And, my reply was, no, I don't agree. I think it's a big mistake. I think it's wrong. But we have to look at the big picture at what Trump has accomplished. And I would tick off a number of things. Number one, he has made significant inroads on immigration. Just his rhetoric has brought down illegal immigration 80%. That's big. I think he will build the wall. Now he's talking about the even bigger picture, and that is who will get in. And the talk about an end to chain migration and instituting a system where we're looking at qualifications, what can you contribute to us? That's big. So that's number one. Number two, the ongoing discrediting of the mass media, of the lying, absolutely bigoted, anti-white mass media. Every time I turn on CNN, I'm just appalled at their preachiness. They openly accuse a man who's never been charged or convicted, Judge Roy Moore, being a pedophile untrue. I mean, what comes out of them isn't news. It's just ranting and raving. And Trump has kept on that. And I think a lot of the credibility of the mass media has been undermined. So that's important. And then, of course, there's the reduction in a lot of regulations and the tax reform. Those are just three things but that I think are huge accomplishments. And I think I warn, and you warn too, we're never going to get all of what we want from one man. But I would say we have gotten an awful lot more from Donald Trump than...
I would say
we would have gotten from Hillary Clinton. If that was our choice in the last election, Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump.
I would say to this doubter, Paul, that the magnitude of what Donald Trump... I was just telling my daughter this, actually. That it's, you know, honey, I want you to watch this speech because your life is being changed by this man. By this man more than any other person alive. Donald Trump's achievement and gift to America is so great, it's hard to comprehend for some people. It's hard for them to actually see, like standing up alongside an elephant. They actually don't see the size of the elephant. It is an enormous... What Donald Trump, you mentioned Donald Trump's exposure of the fake news. No other president has ever even intimated anything of the sort. No other major national leader has even alluded to the possibility that such a thing might exist. If that's all that Donald Trump had done, is to wake up America to the fact that the news organizations are in fact propaganda outlets of a cabal, an organized cabal to overthrow their nation and their world. And as Donald Trump referred in the speech yesterday, so impermissibly, to our civilization. I'm sorry this guy has a quibble about moving the capital to Jerusalem, which is truly a quibble, since the capital of Israel is Jerusalem. The U.S. didn't move the capital to Jerusalem. It is Jerusalem. That's where, for those people who are unaware of such things, and this man might be unaware of them, the Knesset meets in Jerusalem. The Supreme Court is in Jerusalem. They're all in Jerusalem.
This person's not unaware of that. This person's been in Israel, has been in Palestine, and I agree. Israel considers its capital Jerusalem. Very few other countries recognize that, and frankly, I think it was a mistake.
Let me mention one of the payoffs. The payoffs.
I think we have to take the long run, though. I mean, the long view. Do we separate from him because of one policy some of us don't like? And I think in politics there has to be an alternative. Well, okay, what's the alternative? Hillary Clinton or a likely Democratic successor? I think the answer is actually...
Yeah, but I actually don't like to pitch the beauty of Donald Trump. I think he's one of the most magnificent men in all of history. Am I a cheerleader for Donald Trump? You bet. I don't want to pitch him as being, well, he's not as bad as the alternative. No, not at all. This is one of the giants of history. And on this particular point, I don't want to get caught up in this because I do think it's trivial, the Jerusalem question. But here's one of the payoffs that showed up just today. Donald Trump said, we're going to cut our funding of the United Nations by $300 million a year. Oops. Yeah. Okay, well, now, how did he swing that? Well, when he said, we're going to recognize the actual capital of Israel, which is Jerusalem, we're going to recognize it, there was a firestorm of angry left-wing governments in the United Nations launching condemnations of Israel. And this decision, and it gave Donald Trump the pretext he needed. All these countries slapping the United States in the face. I'll come right back to it. What Nikki Haley did, she clobbered them. We'll talk about it right after this break.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Hey, we're back, folks. Thanks for tuning us in here at the Trump Phenomenon. And the let's see, the point I was caught in the middle of just a moment ago is this, that Donald Trump, you know, the United Nations just about unanimously condemns Israel on an almost daily basis. I think they have something like hundreds of resolutions condemning Israel. And these were all left-wing governments, Arab governments, communist governments, inside the United Nations. And they do this routinely. So they did it once again this week when Donald Trump, right out of the blue, just, you know, he just says, we're going to recognize the capital of Israel as Jerusalem. And the United Nations goes ape, condemning and so on. Nikki Haley gets up. Nikki Haley's not my favorite person, but Donald Trump made her the ambassador to the UN. And she just decks all these countries. She gets up in a great speech. And she says, hey, boys and girls, we pay for this damn thing. Guess what? We're going to cut you off. And it was so beautiful. It was like a 1-2 punch. Donald Trump got him to walk into his powerhouse, and he blasted him with a right. So and it was wonderful to see all these dictators and tin pot tyrants sitting in their seats in the UN as they were told, guess what? We're not writing the checks for you anymore. Now, it was only, it's $300 million. It's a lot of money. Guess how many bureaucrats just lost their jobs? $300 million worth, because that's all the UN is. It's just the salaries of bureaucrats and so on. They don't actually pay for or do anything. But there's Donald Trump at work. And one of the things he did, I think, Paul, by this move, Donald Trump needs to secure the support of white folks everywhere. That's his base. That's his voting block that will carry him through 2020. And his successor in 2024 is going to have to carry the same block. And what Donald Trump did in his Krasinski Square speech, was this an accident that it was in Poland, in Warsaw? And he talked about the invasion of Poland on September 1st, 1939. Hard to call Donald Trump a Nazi when he's giving his speech in Warsaw at the memorial to the Polish freedom fighters who fought the Nazis. Kind of a tough stretch there for CNN to report that as a Nazi thing. And the same thing with their standard canard, the anti-Semite canard. Well, when Donald Trump, unlike CNN's left-wing people who won't recognize Jerusalem as a capital, Donald Trump goes ahead and does it. Pretty hard for CNN to report Donald Trump as an anti-Semite. Now, how does this become important? Donald Trump has to secure that white vote. And white folks aren't going to vote for somebody who's perceived as a Nazi or as an anti-Semite. They won't vote for him. Donald Trump would not have won had he been perceived that way. So this is a very, very smart thing he's done. I don't think there's anything political or insincere about it. It's the truth. But Donald Trump has, and I'll give you one other example that connects with tonight's story. Stephen Miller, the writer of that incredible speech in Krasinski Square, and he's Jewish. And he's like other, and what was the Jewish reaction worldwide to Donald Trump's decision to recognize the fact that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel? Well, one of the former prime ministers or one of the top people called Donald Trump the America's Cyrus. I think Cyrus was the name, and apparently that was the ruler of Babylon or some ancient empire that freed the Jews, according to legend or mythology or whatever. So called Donald Trump the Cyrus, and my wife told me that today the Israelis named a train station in Israel the Donald Trump train station. this is Donald Trump has drawn on a whole, he's just playing in a whole different playing field here, a whole different plane. And Stephen Miller, as a great patriot, joins other great Jewish patriots like Michael Savage or Mike Rivero or Matt Drudge. All of these people fully on board with Donald Trump in the 2016 election and playing a very big part in it. So the Donald Trump confounding his enemies and amazing his friends with very amazing political moves. Let me just close out this thing on Stephen Miller. He is he's only 32 years old, too. In the new year, Miller is likely to play a major role in negotiations that seek to end chain migration, end the diversity visa lottery program. Folks, these are things we didn't even dream that these things would ever be accomplished, which randomly gives out 50,000 visas to foreign nationals every year. Let's see here. Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced in September that DACA would officially end in March of 2018. The pro-American immigration reformers and Trump supporters, we're overjoyed at all of these prospects here. But it's good to know. You'll remember that when Steve Bannon was the chief strategist in the White House, we enthused about, we'll come back and I'm going to compare Steve Bannon to Steve Miller right after this break. Stay tuned.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So sick and tired of listening to what you got to say, I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this way. So I made my choice, gonna raise my voice and say it's time for you to pack up and go.
We're back, folks.
You know who you are.
We're back. We've got two callers waiting on the line, Tom in Florida and George in Texas. And speaking of personalities here, I opened talking about Stephen Miller. You know, for months we enthused about Steve Bannon, the chief executive officer, I believe, of Breitbart, and one of the geniuses behind Breitbart. And he's back there now, but he was chief strategist for Donald Trump. And this was such, you know, you as patriots were concerned, who's got the president's ear? Who's in there? You know. Who's on our side? Well, we sure knew that Steve Bannon was on our side. And then people were a little concerned when Steve Bannon left the White House. But Steve Bannon, as he left, he gave the great explanation. Inside the White House, I have influence. Outside, I have power. And that has proved to be true. Steve Bannon has accomplished a lot more outside of the White House, I think, than he even could have being two doors down from Donald Trump in the West Wing of the West Wing, where the Oval Office is. But now...
Jane?
Yeah? Go ahead, Paul.
Oh, something I just saw on my screen. It's another one of the things I would tick off as a big victory for us through Donald Trump. Well, just before we leave Nikki Haley, the UN, one of the dreams we had as John Birchers was to get the U.S. out of the UN and the UN out of the U.S. Well, haven't got it done at all, but boy, there hasn't been such tough talk to the UN, certainly my political lifetime, from the top, and that's good. But this is another symbolic thing, but really important, something I've noted a few times over the last month, is Donald Trump's absolutely proud. And this year it's Christmas. It's Merry Christmas. Well, our good friends over at the Southern Poverty Law Center, these are the poverty pimps, according to them, designated hashtags with Christmas or Jesus or Christmas Eve are a sign of far-right extremism. So the SPLC now designates anyone who's using the hashtag Christmas as a possible right-wing extremist. And the Hate Tracker, they've got this service, Hate Tracker, notes that hashtag Christmas is the second highest trending hashtag on Christmas Eve, along with hashtag White House and hashtag POTUS. And anyway, there are a number of others along the same vein. But
remember, Donald Trump on the primary trail, Paul, you'll recall, at these rallies that we shared here live on the air, over and over again, Donald Trump would say, "And folks, we're going to make America great again. We're going to get our country back again, and we're going to get Christmas back again."
And it didn't cost the president of the United States a single penny nor the American taxpayer, but it symbolizes the move back to our traditions. And I understand that the day Donald Trump was inaugurated was the day they took the rainbow flag down from the White House and off the White House website. These symbols are important. We have had our symbols, Christmas crèches, Merry Christmas, and so on, under relentless attack for 30 years, an attack with which many politicians of both parties have gone along. And Donald Trump has put his foot down and brought a lot of that tradition back, and that's important. That's what I consider really important leadership. Maybe not quite as important as amending the Tax Act, but we're far more than just economic beings. And in my answer to my friend, which I haven't quite completed yet, that will be part of it. Trump has done great things that we could not have even imagined 18 months ago.
Yes, and the in this little tiny movement that Paul and I are part of, I counsel people in the movement, just please be cognizant of scale, my friends. And I'm sure this fellow is a friend too, Paul, if I knew him. Donald Trump got 63 million votes. He won the presidency. He knocked out 16 opponents, 9 of them governors, senators, 5 of them governors, and 2 other very successful people, Ben Carson and what's her name, the head of Hewlett Packard. And Fiorina, yeah. And then he knocked out Hillary Clinton, who was the shoo-in to win. And I said, please, from the standpoint of our little tiny movement, I know, we all have opinions and we all, can pass judgment, but realize that we are staring up at a Trump Tower from our little bungalow down here of our little movement. And so it's good we have an opinion and so on, and we can, but what really sort of irks me is when somebody in our movement will condemn Donald Trump, stand from the little, look out the window of the little bungalow and look up at this incredible achievement. And not only has Trump won the presidency, of course, but as you say, Paul, the things he has done are tremendous accomplishments already. Now, one of the accomplishments underway, again, we would have had no idea. The deep state was operating just as the fake news was operating, with the American public being in the dark. Nobody saying, hey, the emperor has no clothes. Nobody telling the truth until Trump came along. Well, another thing that we were all glibly unaware of was that our government inside the FBI for example, the Department of Justice had been taken over by enemies of, as Donald Trump said in his Kwasinski Square speech, our civilization, enemies of our people, of our civilization, of our heritage, the country our ancestors gave us, as Trump referred to it. And so within the FBI, this effort to elect Hillary Clinton and to destroy Donald Trump was taking place at the very top of the FBI. Now, this is one of the things to be so most thankful for as we go into 2018. This is coming along beautifully. Let me just name some more heroes here. I mentioned Stephen Miller, but in the House Freedom Caucus, and it turns out, folks, we have far more friends in the House than we do in the Senate. For whatever reason, the House closest to the people has elected some real many more patriots than we've put into the Senate. But Mark Meadows of North Carolina, these folks in House judiciary committees and oversight committees, and there's another committee that's in gear too, but they are, in the next couple weeks, they're going to drag these deep state traitors who need to be in jail, who are being covered up by Mueller and by Comey. These people who are being protected, they're going to be dragged in front of these committees. And I love what James Carlstrom, former deputy director of the FBI, said. He said, these people, we're going after these people. And Newt Gingrich, former Speaker of the House, said they all are going to jail. Let me name some more heroes here. Mark Meadows of North Carolina in the House Freedom Caucus. Andy Biggs of Arizona, a new congressman, a new name for you to notice. Dave Brat of Virginia. He's the guy who was a precursor to this whole populist revolution when he knocked off, who was it, Eric Cantor in Virginia in a shocker. Totally outspent, like Donald Trump. Dave Brat, simply telling the truth, knocked one in Virginia. He's in the House Freedom Conference. Mo Brooks of Alabama. He's another good one. Ron DeSantis of Florida. You're going to start seeing these people on TV. Why? CNN's not going to put them on TV, but Sean Hannity is. And Sean Hannity's radio show yesterday, he had on as the host. Hannity wasn't there. Louie Gohmert, another of the House Freedom Caucus members, one of the ones who's going pedal to the metal to expose these criminal cabal running the FBI. Louie Gohmert of Texas, and he had on his guests people like Ron DeSantis, and Dave Brat was on there. Andy Biggs was on there. Another name you're going to become familiar with, folks, Jim Jordan of Ohio, a real patriot. These are real Trumpers, folks. Jim Jordan of Ohio, and let's see if I can see another one here in the list. Those are the ones that stand out on the House Freedom Caucus. So those are names we'll be watching going into 2018. They're going to be ripping the Mueller investigation and the corruption at the top of the FBI, ripping it apart. But again, folks, had Trump not been elected, we would have no idea. This would never have surfaced. We would never have learned this stuff. And how bad was this? I like what Jim Jordan says. He said that you have at the top of the FBI a cabal of people who are dedicated to canceling your 63 million votes and in a coup d'etat against the elected president, Donald Trump. He said, this is as bad as it gets. This is, folks, this is treason. And you know, we've joked on the air here, Paul, and so on. And this is, but it's not all entirely in levity here, that, you know, maybe we need to get the Sparky, I guess that's a nickname for the electric chair, get Sparky out. Wherever the electric chair is they use for Julius and Ethel Rosenberg, get that electric chair back out of mothballs, right, and tune it up, get the voltages right. And folks, one of the punishments that is legal for treason is death. And I it would be wonderful if somebody, and that's what we handed out to the Rosenbergs when they betrayed our atomic secrets to the USSR. The American public cheered as they fried. Well, is this case, is this treachery at the top of the FBI as bad as that? I say it is. Everybody who's talked about it, all the names I mentioned, all of them have said this is way, way bigger. This is the biggest. Newt Gingrich said this is the biggest case of corruption in American history. So, you know, maybe we won't get our wish and they won't roll Sparky back out, but certainly life sentences would be kind to these people who have attempted to stage a coup d'etat. Let's go to our callers, Tom in Florida, then George in Texas. Tom, you're on the air.
Yeah, James, another good guy you need to talk about is Todd Tetz of Florida. You know who he is?
What is his position?
He's a congressman with DeSantis in Florida. Gates, and there's another guy in the Indiana. There's another great congressman, Todd. I can't remember his last name. He's from Indiana. He's a great congressman. He's in the Freedom Party. Anyway, James.
And there's another great one, Tom. Another great one from Florida, Matt Gaetz.
Matt Gaetz. That's what they said. Matt Gaetz. Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. Matt Gaetz. Okay. Okay. Go ahead.
Yes, James. The reason I'm calling is Happy New Year to you and Paul. First off, but look, James, I jumped on the Trump train in the very beginning, way before anybody, you and me. I jumped on that Trump train, and I'm still rolling. He's doing a lot of great things, absolutely. But James, I got to tell you, I'm pretty good at this. If Donald Trump allows this DACA to go through next month, it's going to be a hard 2020 for him to get reelected. I'll tell you why, because that's the one promise of people. The taxing was great. Healthcare, that was a disaster because of lame brain and Sam McCain. But James, DACA cannot be able to go through, and I'll tell you why. People are waking up, and if you look what's going on in Hungary, the Hungarian government is told this population, we are not going to bring no more Muslims in here. We're going to start paying these women to have children. There's $28 billion it's going to cost for DACA for 10 years for these DACA recipients. If you took that money,
Tom, I'm with you.
I know you are.
I'm with you.
Put
$20 billion
toward the women to have children in our country. We got to start taking care of our native-born
population. Here's where we can be useful to our president here. To anybody, if Stephen Miller's listening to this show, or how about the president himself? You know, if there were a show dedicated to my name, the Trump phenomenon, I might listen to it once in a while. We're like Ann Coulter is saying the same thing. We urge the president, please be as tough as you possibly can be on these DACA people. I love the Ann Coulter column, her last column in which she said, let's start by deporting the dreamers. And she makes the point, you know, they're not dreamers, they're not youth, their average age is 35 years, et cetera. You know, they go back to Mexico. It's not like they're going to prison or is it? I don't know. But they're going back to their country, Mexico. What are they complaining about? But here's one of the traps that, again, we should urge our president, don't fall into this trap. There's talk, for instance, it's obvious the left wants this to be a sort of deal in which, for instance, the DACA is, in some extent, DACA is allowed to continue, and in exchange for that, something like funding for the wall is given. But that's a complete phony deal.
No deal at all.
That's no deal at all. Donald Trump can have the money for the wall just like that. Hey, I'll tell you what. Donald Trump could say, you know what? Congress has given me a hard time here on funding the wall. He could simply, like what America did when we funded the Statue of Liberty, he could just put the call out, I want America's children to mail in their pennies. That paid for the Statue of Liberty. I want you folks out there to send in your lunch money or your bus money, and they'd pay for the wall. They'd pay for the wall, and overnight America would pay for that wall.
James,
if it cost billions... Yeah, go ahead.
There's a lady talk show host here in South Florida, James, and she said even if these DACA people, 51% of them vote for Democrat and the other 49% would vote for the Republican, still that's not a good deal. That's still a terrible, terrible deal. These people are all going to vote for the Democratic Party, and I guarantee it's more like 90% are going to vote Democrat. Why would you bring in people who are going to go against your own party and annihilate your own culture? Doesn't make sense. That's nothing
and
like
I hear,
cabal, like you said. It's a big cabal out of I don't know what state. But it's a cabal, James.
Yeah, and I hear in Paul's voice the recognition that we're trying to communicate to our president that any deal with Democrats, look at the history of deals. It's you give up something real, you, the patriot, you give up something real and you get a bunch of talk, none of which materializes to anything real. Correct, Paul?
Yeah, we would get what happened to conservatives for several decades. We get the talk, and the left gets the action.
Exactly.
Well, look at Ronald Reagan, James. Look at the Ronald Reagan case when he allowed those millions to stay here. If he would have said no right then and there, Ronald Reagan would have said no, we would be having this problem right now with these votes going the way they are in these elections. Ronald Reagan, by him being a nice guy and all this, he allowed look at the state of California, James. All you got to do is talk about a whole hour about California, what happened to that state. There's nobody in a Republican Party getting elected, couldn't get elected as a dog catcher in that state of California.
All right, thank you. You got it, Tom.
Merry happy
we'll
year.
Be back. Happy New Year. We'll be back with George. George in Texas right after this break.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
We're back, folks, and we've got George with us in Texas. George, hi. Hi, George.
Hey, how you doing? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Hey, let me tell you, before you get started, let me tell you something that'll make your heart glad for the new year. I learned about it today on the Sean Hannity radio show. Louis Gohmert was the host, and he was talking to these great guys, Dave Bratt and Matt Gaetz and Jim Jordan, He said, we have the power. It hasn't been used in a long time, but we have the power. Well, he was talking about the problem that the Justice Department right now, run by Rod Rosenstein, who hoodwinked Jeff Sessions into recusing himself. He said this inner cabal, we didn't realize it was there. Trump didn't realize it was there when he came into office. The inner cabal, these traitors at the top of the FBI, they persuaded Jeff Sessions that he needed to recuse himself. So that was a set-up deal. But he said this, we're not able to get, they're just ignoring us. We're subpoenaing all this information. We're subpoenaing personnel. They're not showing up. They're not turning over the papers we're demanding. We're being treated as a bunch of, you mentioned dog catchers. He said, we have something called the inherent contempt power. Now, this is amazing, folks. These chairmen of these House committees are talking about using their inherent contempt power. What is that? They have the power. They have a jail. There is a jail in the Capitol building. They have the power to rule a witness or someone who's refusing to appear to be in contempt of Congress and send them to have the have the sergeant of arms seize them bodily and throw them into jail. Now that's almost as exciting as getting Sparky running again. But they're talking about using it here and not having to just talk in front of the investigating committees of the House, but actually just bang the gavel down, say you're in contempt, sergeant, seize this man and take him to the jail. And I'd like to see that happen to Rod Rosenstein. I'd like to see him in the Capitol jail. But here's the beauty of it. This isn't just, we're not just a bunch of right-wing radio hosts talking about such stuff. The chairman of the committees, inspired by Donald Trump, all this is broken out. We're finding this out because of Donald Trump. The chairman of these committees, they're not junior members. They're saying we may start using this week the power, the inherent contempt power. And that's the actual legal term, inherent contempt. The New York Times itself, it says, from the Republic's earliest days, Congress has had the right, this is the New York Times, to hold recalcitrant witnesses in contempt and imprison them all by itself. That's a beautiful thought to end on. Yeah, beautiful thought to end on. We might see it in 2018. Thanks, George. Didn't get to say much. We'll give you a rain check and see you all again on Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're a listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.